Opinionated Marketers,
a podcast from Cambridge Marketing College.
I did wonder if there was something about marketing companies where they were being in the mire at the moment, no pun intended. So all the water companies and things are really getting in the neck. The energy companies are getting in the neck with the amount of profits, et cetera, et cetera. But actually, they're just running as efficient businesses. You know, they're not doing anything illegal. Yeah. We may not like it, but it's not illegal. So I wondered if there was anything around that and what you did as marketers when you were in that situation. Do you stop digging or do you keep going?
Well, the interesting aspect, I would say, is my response to the idea of those companies in the mire is that perhaps it is time to reshape the agenda, because those companies are, as you say, doing what they are required to do, which is running successful businesses. Whilst one might criticise, say, an oil company for whatever it is you want to criticise it for, when the criticiser is running around with an electric car, not consuming oil in any derivative shape or form, then I think he's probably got a right to criticise. What the issues are, I think, are much more complicated and need to be discussed, on the basis that if you cut back the operations of a large oil company just because you think that they are polluting and what have you, then you create tens of thousands of people who are unemployed. You stop the income into the pensions of the retired. You stop the innovation that would bring about change and going into the renewables marketplace. Now, it is, to use an appropriate pun, it is the turning of a supertanker. Now, these giant organisations take a long time to change, and as long as they are changing, perhaps they could change quicker, then it is about time that people realise that that is the case. And it is as much up to individuals in the marketplace as corporates to change.
Yes, I wondered about the marketing aspect of this. So if you're sitting in an organisation that's feeling a little bit beleaguered, and I'm afraid I feel at the moment the way corporations are being sniped at, I think it could be any corporation now that suddenly gets on the wrong side of a backlash. Any corporation that's maybe successfully run or maybe creating profit or whatever, I think could be in an eye of a storm. I do wonder, from a marketing perspective, what do you do? It's almost a crisis communications strategy. Do you ride it out? Do you brazen it out? Do you do what seems to be called doubling down and just keep talking about what you do? Or do you shut up for a while?
I think you do what every good marketer should do to the marketplace, is you educate. You take the journalists on fact-finding trips. You educate through social media. You educate, because essentially much of this is driven by short-term approaches from media who are looking at headlines. And in reality, this is not going to get solved within the next 2 weeks. Much of this has been brought about by the war in Ukraine, which is not going to go away. It will take long. There's an article today that says Shell's chief executive expects that the situation for energy will go on for years in Europe, and there may well be power cuts over a period of number of years. We have to realise that this is a major transitioning point. And I think corporations need to get on board with the arguments about how they're going to transition, educate people, tell them what they're doing, change the agenda.
Meanwhile, if you're a small business, and let's face it, the attention is now shifting to whether small businesses, and predominantly I've been seeing this in the UK, but I'm sure it applies to small businesses across Europe where all the energy prices have gone up. Small businesses innovated brilliantly through the pandemic. And you and I did an Opinionated Marketers talking about several of them, in fact, talking about how wonderful small businesses were and how quickly they changed and innovated. So what can small businesses do this time? We're about to hit a massive energy crisis. Clearly, there's going to be problems with heating premises. So what do small businesses come up with? Is it a question of pubs offering hot water bottles and things that you can wrap yourself in? Or is there something more innovative that they can do?
I don't know the innovative examples that I might think of off the top of my head, but quite frankly, yes, it is innovation. Small companies have the ability to change much more quickly than large companies. They're only applying it to a smaller area, and therefore they do need to think about those innovations. Hot water bottles is an interesting one, but essentially speaking, they need to look at their own energy sources. Can they put solar panels on their roofs? Can they put batteries in so that they can store the free sunlight that's available to all of us? Can they convert themselves in some instances to renewable energy rather than actually having to use gas or indeed oil? Can they think about ways in which they can reduce their carbon footprint, which is obviously going to cost them more if it happens to be oil-based? So the things that we would have looked at on a basis of sustainability a few months ago now become even more important from an economic perspective, not just an ethical perspective. So I think that there are lots of ways in which companies should innovate. And that's the good news side of things, because good innovations will spread like wildfire and people will pick them up. It could be, you know, using a blanket, using a duvet. I mean, I can still remember people at the college talking about having a duvet day as just a nice relaxing thing to do. Mm. Well, okay, maybe that's an appropriate thing to bring back. Wear a pullover in the winter or something like that. A lot of the scenarios are talking about situations where it would be a bad winter. Mm. Now, we haven't really had a harsh winter in this country for quite a while now. Mm. And although I'm not a weather forecaster, it is probably unlikely that we'll get a harsh winter. But it will get cold, and it will be a costly time to heat, even for, you know, 17 or 18 degrees in the office rather than the 21. So, yes, I think things such as individual heating rather than room heating, ideas about ways in which pubs could open and differently. I mean, I'm seeing more and more stores now say that Monday is no longer a day it's worth opening, and we're open for 5-6 days a week. And that may well be, you know, the innovation. I mean, I wrote an article probably 2 or 3 years ago that it's an interesting idea to think that it was only in the 90s and the Sunday trading law came in that we moved to the idea of 7 days a week trading. There was a time when John Lewis's were closed on Mondays as a natural and norm. And I think, you know, we may well think about the fact that we don't need to be open all the time. The internet will serve us in many instances like that.
That's an interesting point. I mean, I was reminiscing about what my local pub had gone through with the pandemic, and you think they went from not being able to open to being able to open, but only being able to do takeaways. So a pub that had never done takeaways within, I think from memory, about a week, was turning that around. You had to take your plate to begin with, and then after that they had boxes. And then shortly after that we had all that ridiculous thing about you could drink in the pub, but only if you had a snack or something. And so they were serving Scotch eggs, which seemed to become this sort of iconic thing to serve. And then you moved from that to being able to sit outside and all the outside work that they had done. And this is just one small local pub with an innovative owner, admittedly, but so many other pubs and small businesses did just that. And while I'm sure some of them are thinking, I can't innovate again, I went through that in 2020, 2021, and now I'm being asked to do something else. I think it could again be another, while it's a bit scary, could be another be a very exciting time to watch how companies innovate.
Oh, yes, I think this is a really, every crisis is an opportunity, and don't let a crisis go to waste. This is time where those companies with good ideas will come to the fore and will rise. And we've discussed this many, many times. It is the time of a recession that usually generates the next behemoth companies in the world. Those that come up with brilliant ideas, which may well be just a combination of existing technologies, but they don't have to innovate in a technological terms. They don't have to invent something new in technological terms. They have to innovate by bringing together existing mechanisms. And so, yes, I think your pub example is a very good one. It's an interesting one that we could spur into an argument or a discussion about the new Prime Minister, because everyone at the moment is talking about tinkering around with taxes. Quite frankly, it's about time we had a wholesale fundamental overhaul of the way in which the businesses and individuals were taxed, because it just isn't fit for purpose anymore. The amount of money that's being spent isn't being recouped. So you have to think quite clearly about better ways to cope with the 21st century economy.
Yes, perhaps we won't go down that route until the new Prime Minister has arrived.
The point is that really is that, you know, they need to innovate, and so do companies. So companies need to keep up with those brilliant ideas. And as times get hard, opportunities come along.
Charles, what a lovely sort of upbeat way to finish what's actually been quite a scary week, I think, for many people.
Really nice to talk to you, Kieran.
And you.
Like and subscribe to this feed for more podcast content.
From Cambridge Marketing College.